Blog Talk Radio.
On the Shelling Unchuck show, and I give you all fair warning. I am so very hyper and very pumped. I don't have any guests scheduled for today, so I will just randomly just improv some stuff, but, you know, like I always do off the top of my head about subjects and stuff like this. And let me just say, for those that have been following me in the past couple years, you know, hearing me talk about a film I've been involved with called Valkyr, the time is coming, the time is coming when we will be doing the fight scene, the battle scene. Oh my goodness. It is what I've got to say. I do know that it's going to be a lot of hard work. From what we were doing yesterday, I mean, we've done some training and stuff, and I'm going to have to work out even more. And even after this show today, I will be working out, and I am thanking God for AC, because I am going to work out, yes, I'm going to work out inside, and let me say, there's no excuse not to work out. People make so many excuses, and, you know, I try to write the best way I can possible, and I know the art of communication is lost on the internet, Now, the fact is, before I come up to Maine and, you know, got involved in filming and such here for Felcare, I was actually trying to go out for a test. If you've ever heard it, the ACE test, and there's actually another test that people actually can, it's international stuff that you can, I'm sorry, but the cat is, I'm going to have to put the cat off my lap. She's driving me crazy. So if I sound distracted, there's a little bug here, and I'm like, she's chasing the little bug around. So my little furball co-host, Jackie Chan Kitty, yeah, I got to get the bug. She's trying to eat it here. So one moment. I'm just like, as if you don't know, I have a little furball co-host, Jackie Chan Kitty, and I just got rid of that little bug. So maybe she won't drive me crazy because she, and she's here, and she's cute as adorable. What do people don't see sometimes? She likes to chew on me. So I'm hoping, you know, she's going to be a good girl right now. Yes, she's lovable, lovable, lovable. And I hope everyone can hear me A-OK out there. People are welcome to call in. But, you know, getting back to my topic, and when I'm doing the show, don't have a guest on, I just go and do many different things, just randomly, sporadically, you talk about many different things because I just have this energy and I know I need to be focused more, but I think this is what people have actually liked about my show because I do see in the archives and stuff and people listening to my show, you know, some numbers and stuff. And, you know, I'm happy with what I see. I'm quite satisfied that, you know, people, you know, they're really listening to my show. I didn't think, you know, what happened, but people really are listening to my show. And for those that are listening to my show, you know, that are in the chat room or they call in to say hi, which the number is, the numbers here to call in is 347-989-1473. The first number, once again, is 347-989-1473. The second number is 877-907-7217. Second number, 877-907-7217. Now, to get back what I was saying, before I came up to Maine, I was actually studying for a national test, looking into that to become a physical fitness trainer. Now, the jobs I had before I came to Maine, I was working in a couple of gyms. So, you know, I'm surrounded in this atmosphere and seeing a lot of people, you know, just regular, ordinary, everyday people. And at the time, I was very toned, very, very toned because I was actually training a lot in martial arts. And it's something where when people came up to me, and let me say, first of all, I'm not short. I'm tall. I'm like 5'8" tall. So, you know, that's one thing people, you know, I don't know if I'm average height or not for a woman or not. I don't know what it is nowadays. I have no clue. But, you know, with my energy, being positive, loving working out and actually talking with people, and they'd come up to me and they'd be asking me questions. And when they first started coming up to me, I'm going, I really don't know what to say to people, thinking, and more people kept coming up to me in the gym, and I'm just like, you know, just working there, you know, doing things around the gym, and people coming up to me, and I really didn't know what to say, you know, trying to be as professional as possible, because the thing is, when people are actually overweight, it's very hard to talk nowadays without people feeling offended, which I try to, it's very, very hard to talk because if you mention the word, and it's not really to disrespect anyone, if you say, call someone fat, and it's not meaning to disrespect anyone, it's, you know, it's just a term. So I'm trying to be as sensitive as possibly as I can about, you know, saying, speaking about being overweight. What people do not get when I post and I write, when I'm talking about overweight and people saying, you know, about families and such, saying that they take care of their families and they're unselfish stuff, the thing you have to remember, if you do not take care of yourself, you are not going to be around to take care of your family. I don't know if how much more simpler I can put it. Because, and this is, I mean, if you do your homework, then I'm not saying anything about statistics or anything. This is real facts. I mean, you people probably already know it out there. When you are overweight, are you not in pain? do you not suffer from a lot of things? And I know people are going to say, they're going to turn around and say all these different things. And believe me, I understand. They say, well, people have genetics and foods and this and that. Well, from what I know, in being around the physical fitness industry, people make excuses. And people say, well, you're not in my shoes. I'm like, yeah, I know I'm not in somebody else's shoes, but guess what? Every time someone turns around, because with what stuff I've done in my life, people have told me, you know, Shelley, you make excuses. You have your own free will to do something. I have to ask people questions. If you have 2 feet and you can walk, the first steps you do is to walk. That's all you have to do. If you can feed yourself and you're putting the food in your mouth, you decide on what you want to put in, because this is what I'm always – now, I'm not saying I'm perfect, because I've eaten junk food. And they're like, Shelley, you know, teachers and trainers and stuff, they're like, Shelley, you got to stop eating that stuff. So I've done it too. Believe me, I've done it too. So I'm a human. I like chocolate and ice cream and pies and everything like that. Believe me, I love me some sugar. I really, really do. But the fact is, you know, I think in today's society, if you really look at programming, everything that's done there in commercials, McDonald's. Now, when McDonald's actually first came out many, many years ago, the food, of course, you know, everything was different long, long time ago. They made food so people could actually afford it. And as, I don't know, I don't eat at McDonald's anymore. I don't eat certain restaurants and stuff because they tend to make me sick. Yeah, it's great when you're eating it, but for some reason when I eat something at McDonald's, it makes me violently sick. Whether if it's processed, I don't know what is in the McDonald's, and it's like maybe because I was younger, I could handle it. As I'm older, I can't eat all that stuff. It just makes me violently sick. So if something's making you violently sick, well, for me, I think it's something I need to stay away from. I don't know about anybody else. Now, when you hear people saying, I just ate that, and they're saying, oh, I need some Tums or something after like that. I'm not talking about spicy food, because I know that some spices are actually good for your system, you know, to help flush out and all this stuff. And you can't blame it all on spices. I'm talking, you know, food choices. And I'm even trying to learn even more in learning, yes, believe it or not, I say I'm not the greatest cook in the world, but I'm learning more and more about making better decisions of what to put on my body, because I'm always running around. I'm working full time, you know, I'm working on films. If I'm on the run, the thing I think of is, what do I choose when I'm on the run? You can choose, there's so many options out there what to, you know, eat and stuff. So you have to really think, and I know we're all rushing around and stuff, and we want everything. That, like, this is really what America has come down to. We want everything, you know, given to us. No one wants to work for it. And like I said, going back to McDonald's, what do? They supersize fries. They supersize soda. I'm surprised they don't supersize the hamburgers that probably aren't even real hamburgers. I mean, really, really think about this. It's something that you make your own decisions. And once again, I'm going to get back to the point about genetics, okay? You want to know the truth about half of my family? Half of my family, when people say genetics, you know what? You people are right. Half of my family are really very overweight. Okay, that is the truth. But you know what? I am not going to use my genetics and my family as an excuse to become overweight. People have it in their minds, genetics. You know what, people? The problem is people are programmed to think of these things, so many different things. Yes, I know people have illnesses and stuff, and people are taking stuff for your heart. You're taking stuff for your eyes. All these medications that people are taking, you know what the problem is? When people have to take a first medication, I really think whatever that medication is to help people in the first place, the first thing, they have to take all this other medication to help out with the first medication. So I think all these medications are even making people sick. So what do you do? Well, there's other alternatives out there. Yet people are so closed-minded and not want to try all these other things. And even going back on my show with Douglas Wong, you can look up, it was the second time he was on my show, and he was talking about acupuncture and learning many different things. The real sad fact is, why can't we have other things, you know, included in insurances. People should be able to really, if they're going to pay lots of money for health insurance, there's families out there for their kids and stuff, why can't they make it a health insurance to help people to pick what they want? Say, for instance, somebody wants acupuncture. Why can't there be something in companies, in health insurance companies, where they help them do something for acupuncture? I've had acupuncture done. Now, I'm not someone certified or anything. I just know what works for me. I know what works for me. I know what makes me better. And when I had acupuncture done and I had a migraine, I was working at one of the gyms. The guy that was doing the acupuncture says, you know, if you help me promote my acupuncture, which I love doing, anybody that wants to help me out doing things, I will talk about it on my show. I will promote things. And believe me, when I have things done and people, you know, I think the correct term is barter. And I was like, this is what I would do. If people want me to do things, try things out, hey, you want to pay me? That's great. But with acupuncture, I had acupuncture done one time. Oh, my goodness. Now, people, they get in their minds, they're thinking needles, and they're scared to death of it. Let me just say something. I have tattoos. I've given blood. I'm on the database where American Red Cross, every month they're sending me a postcard because my blood is good. And I'm like, these vampires, I was like, how much blood can one person give? Really, seriously? It's like, I was like, great. I have wonderful blood. I know out there if someone I knew, I mean, God forbid, oh my goodness for saying this, but if I had to give blood to someone that I knew, I would be able to do it. Because, it, like I said, if you have anything wrong with your blood, any diseases or anything like that, they would have you, I guess you kind of blacklisted on the American Red Cross, you know, and their blood supply. So it's actually a good thing to find, you know, giving blood. I mean, even things that I've heard, you know, it does help out people. But it's just beyond that. Giving blood, I've just felt like, you know, maybe I'm doing something good. Maybe it's just blood, but it could be a lifeline to someone that needs it. And knowing that I'm healthy enough to do that, I'm thinking, you know, like I said, anybody that I knew or know and they ever needed blood and I had the same blood type, I can give that to them. But, you know, going back, as you can see, I ramble on and on and on off subjects here and there. But it points everything I'm saying today, because it's very, very hard to write on the internet off my pages because the art of communication is sometimes lost. And I'm trying to inspire people to help deprogram what society has programmed in our minds. Because you can pick and you can choose. And there's a couple people that I'm helping to inspire. I won't mention any names. And they've, you know, they're overweight. And I'm trying to inspire them to keep going step by step. And I've noticed that, you know, first it was hard for them to breathe. Now they're walking blocks. All you need to do, instead of, you know, looking at what I'm writing and thinking that I'm putting anybody down that's overweight, think. Think, and if you really know about me, know who I am, you know, my Facebook page, look and go back. You're going to see stuff. I don't post tons of pictures of me half naked. I have myself, I think, in two pictures, one in a bathing suit, one where I'm in my gi, and it's a half top, and I think recently I posted one with a black sports bra in my jeans where I was doing these workouts, and it shows, you know, I'm not toned up, but my stomach is a little bit flat when I'm standing up. There's no fat anywhere, but doing that, I was like, I had gained weight for a while, and I did not do a stomach operation. I didn't get any fat sucked out. I didn't get any plastic surgery. I'm not doing Botox. Now, granted, I'm not going to put people down. If they want to do all that stuff, hey, that's their money, none of my business. But to know the fact, like I said, in America here, people sometimes tend to get lazy. And I know people are going to take, no matter what I say, people are going to take so offense to anything I say. And I mean it in a good measure. And I'm trying to, you know, trying to inspire people to just get up. Instead of sitting behind a computer and worrying about what's on my pages and thinking you're being so offended, don't come to my pages. If you think I'm making fun of you because I'm trying to, like, push people, you people have no idea the people I speak with. You know, they're just ordinary people. I'm not a fitness trainer or anything, but all they need is just a little support. Instead of me people making fun of them, that's what I'm doing. So if anybody feels very offensive that I'm speaking out about physical fitness, don't come to my Facebook page. Yes, I do work for it. Like I said, I never had a stomach operation. I've never had plastic surgery. I never used Botox. It's good old working out. You know, just like Rocky does in the movies, that's what I'm doing. Yeah, it's painful. Of course it's painful. Do you think anything that's worth getting, even getting in shape, is that easy? Like I said, there's shortcuts. People, you know, I'm not going to condemn someone that gets, you know, stomach operations, you know, all that stuff. But people come back to me and they're like, oh, my God, I can't believe you're saying this and that. You have no idea. You know what? I was overweight. I was over 200 pounds, people. I'm 5'8". Yes, people, I was over 200 pounds. So was I there? Yes, I was. But you know what? I decided I wanted to lose the weight. And I did. Of course, I've got a long way to go because I'm even thinking of getting back into being a physical fitness model. These are all different types, you know, different types of models and stuff. Yeah, they may like, you know, might want to do it in a bathing suit and stuff. But what's stopping me? I think about that. I'm like, there's things I think about wanting to do because there's so many things running through my mind, going through my head like a tornado. I mean, why not? Fitness models, there's so many things out there to do, many different types of modeling and stuff. And people are going to think, oh, models have no brains and we don't think for ourselves. But you know something, for our learning, it is very, very hard work. And another thing, too, is like when you hear about, you know, beauty pageants and cheerleaders and you think that they're all airheads out there, some of them really are not. Some of them actually, you know, they go to college and they do things. And it's something where when I start to, like, really look at the industry and see stuff that's going on with women, you know, like I said, to each their own, I decided to do what I want to do. And that was to get into stunts and fights and such. And let me say, yeah, it's hard work. I remember the first time I was actually doing a fight scene. I've done other stuff, but anybody that's in independent film are going to know this right off the bat. A lot of us have done work, but to try to get our work on DVDs for the people that we work with, it's like pulling teeth. And people go on saying about, they want to get all their work and stuff. After a while, I was like, I sent out a couple of emails. If people don't want to give my DVDs of my work or of anything like that. This had gone into the past 10 years, and I've learned, all right, let it go. And you know what? When the time comes for when my life, I know it's going to reach at a point in my life within the next year where it's going to change really big time, I'm not going to want the DVD of my work. When people all of a sudden, oh, yeah, Shelly, work with me. You know what? I'm not even going to acknowledge the people that I work with, and I'm not being a snob or anything like that. You people do not give me my DVDs of my work. So I'm not gonna add it to my resume. I'm going to, like, the stuff that I'm not, like, if I can't get a hold of it, you know, now, of the stuff that I've done, I'm not going to put it on my demo reel. There's no way. No way in hell. Because I know exactly. Oh, great, the cat's yelling at me. Yes, what do you want, cat? My little furball co-host. But I'm not gonna sit there and claim people. I'm not going to chase people. One thing I learned in life, never chase people. See what I say about me randomly going off on just saying things back and forth? My energy is very spastic because even before I got on the show today, I was so excited. I'm drinking coffee, and I'm looking to queue up pitches in the radio station. The other thing I found out that, well, I'll get back to my point of why I was a spaz before I got on the show today. I found out on my doing the show here, I guess because Adobe Flash Player, it updates every couple of days. What a pain in the butt. Adobe Flash Player. I guess this is something that I need. I wish there was some way else I could find out. Adobe Flash Player. If you don't update every freaking couple of days, it crashes certain things on your computer. There's no way getting around it because that's how I queue up the pitches, Adobe Flash Player. Now, I don't know why every single, it's like every other day Adobe Flash Player, it has to keep updating and updating and updating. I don't know why, because when I look at my computer and the data and all this stuff, I'm like, what is Adobe Flash Player? Every other day they got to update. I don't know. I just don't know. I never heard of a program having to do that, and I need this for the show. I wish there was another way I could do that, and it was preventing, you know, it prevents from doing things for the show. And I learned if I'm going to have a guest or someone on my show, I like to set it up a couple of days beforehand so I'm ready to go. So I didn't have a guest on my show today, so I was like, okay. I don't think there was any problems. I thought it was update, and I was like, okay. And it wasn't updating the pictures. Like, it wasn't letting me pull the pictures for my show for the queue. And I'm like, it's this Adobe Flash Player. I want to just throw it out the window. But I've learned, you know, it's not good to throw things out the window and not to do this and not to do that, because then I wouldn't have my equipment to do the show. And I'm like, okay, so you live and learn. You know, when I run this radio show, and I'm not complaining or anything, but it's like you learn as you go, you know, and it's a lot of hard work. So anybody that's a DJ and everything out there, it's very much hard work. And by the way, I don't know what my point was. Like I said, I was rambling on and on, but, oh, get back to my point. Today, when I was setting up the show, I see what's going on, because the internet's a very big, huge world. And believe it or not, Facebook has become the art of communication today. And I always say the art of communication is lost, because on the internet, you know, it's like insane. Because no matter what you say, people are going to take offensive. And it's like people will write something and I'm going to me and I'm like, what are you talking about? That's not what I mean. And I've given up trying to like explain myself over and over again. If you don't get something on my Facebook you don't understand, and you're taking offense and want to attack me, I'll delete and block you. I'm just sorry, but it's like it's come down to that, because I've been on the internet for 10 years. And if anybody takes anything I say the wrong way, I just don't care anymore. And if anybody says anything about me, I don't care. I mean, seriously, getting into films and stuff, does it really matter what anybody, you know, says anything? Because even after the show, I'm going to get up off the computer, off of Facebook, and I'm going to get up and work out. And I know as an adult, I can move away from all this electronic age. I can shut everything off. I can shut my cell phone off and work out. But, you know, because it's so hot out, and I'm not going to use it as an excuse because I don't want to pass out, I'm going to blare the AC in my house, and I'm going to work out. So there's always a way to work out. And really, I really want to take a nap and such, but maybe afterwards. And I feel like, you know, working out on my stomach, you know, working on my body. But going back to my point, like I said, I ramble on and on and on. Going back to my point about this morning, you know, setting up the radio show, trying to figure out what's going on with Adobe Flash Player, I go into these forums and stuff, and martial arts and stuff, and it's like people that I'm, you know, contact with, it's really funny because they're sitting there talking about a certain kind of fight movies, and I'm all turned on, and I was like, man, you guys are distracting me. I'm getting all turned on. You guys all talk about fight scenes, Jack Chan and all these things. I'm all excited, hot and bothered. I just can't help myself. I'm just like, ooh. They're talking about certain scenes in films, so I'm the type of woman that likes action films. You know what? You ladies, you can all have your notebooks or whatever it is out there in those films. I will take me a good action film any day. And I'm not just saying this because men like action films. There's a lot of women like myself that are like warrior women that love action films. And I can sit there and talk and go over sequences and stuff in certain action films because I love it. And that's what I liked since I was little, even those Kung Fu dubbed films, which was so badly dubbed. But I was so, you know, watching the Kung Fu Theater. I think it was on Network USA. I mean, everything's different nowadays. You know, sitting there, and I'm just like, I got hypnotized by the movements. And, you know, just learning about martial arts and learning what it's taught me. And it's like, I'm not saying I'm a black belt or anything. It's just like learning. I have to be retrained because I stopped my training for a while, and I have to get back into things. And I know no matter where in this world where I go, I can always find someone to work out with. Right now, the person myself, which I have my own free will. I could choose right now, okay, where I am in Maine. I could get up. It's noontime. I'm going to be getting off my show in a few minutes. But after the show, I'm going to work out. Now, it's a beautiful day out. I could choose to go and sit in a beach, go lay by a pool. You know, I could be doing those things, but I'm going to choose to work out. I could be sitting down, laying down, taking a nap and watching a TV show or something on Netflix, but I'm going to work out. It's something that I want to do. You have your own free will to do stuff. And believe me, I love me taking some naps. I love taking naps. There ain't nothing wrong with it. So I'm just going to, I am live, and anybody that's in the chat room, hello, hello, hello. I'm going back and I'm checking some things out. Just give me one moment. I'm checking some messages. Okay. Hold on for 1 second. Okay. I'm just doing some stuff here, just communicating with some people. Oh, okay. All right. A question. Hold on for 1 second. I'm just looking at my emails here for the show today. Just give me one moment. I'm just reading it. Okay. All right. Someone. Okay. About the martial arts, how did I get into it? Okay. Let's see. Where do I start? Yeah, I've talked about this a couple of times. All right, you know. okay, yeah, I don't mind talking about it. I was going to do a shorter show today, but all right, someone wants to know? All right. Actually, many years ago, my life was different. You know, I was very miserable in a certain lifestyle that I was leading. Something had happened, and I had decided I wanted to get into martial arts. At the time, honestly, at the time, I was looking to look up Jeet Kune Do in my area, and I was like doing research, and I says, where they train? I wanted to learn what the style Bruce Lee was. I know I'm a big Jackie Chan fan, but I wanted to learn about Jeet Kune Do. I really, really did at the time. And I kept looking around. I says, there's no one really close by. So, you know, I kept driving by in Everett and Broadway. I kept driving by and seeing a studio. And I don't know how, you know, it was just something I was like, I don't know what made me stop there. Maybe because it was close and I was tired of looking, you know. I checked out some other martial arts studios. They were a little bit far away. I says, okay, this is the closest one I have. All right, I'm just going to go in there and just check it out. I don't even know. So when I walked in there, at that time when I walked in, capoeira, that's the style that they were doing. And the way it was off, you know, walk in, and there was like a side where you can sit. And I was like, I asked, I wanted to know about, you know, some of, you know, pricings and such. So the first guy that actually came up to me, I don't remember all my brothers and sisters, a couple of their names. The first guy that came up to me, his name was Malouk. And that kind of means like crazy. And yeah, the guy's tall. He was friggin' nuts. All the flips and everything he did. And, you know, they just told me to come back. And says, I'm looking into getting martial arts. I want to do this for myself. So that's how I got into capoeira. And I started watching, trying to look for martial arts films in capoeira. At the time, I couldn't really find anything. The only thing I knew about was Only the Strong. So I bought the DVD of that, and I watched it 50 million times as I was training in capoeira. That's basically how I got it. Like I said, I originally wanted to get into Jeet Kune Do. I rarely, really did. But, you know, it's something, it didn't work out, so I looked for a plan B, and that's how I got into capoeira. Okay, hold on for 1 minute. I'm reading another email. Okay, Hold on. What's it say? I'm just trying to, people, when they're writing me the emails, they're sending me stuff, and I'm trying to get to what the question is here. Okay. About Jackie Chan. Okay. Why do I like Jackie Chan so much? Well, honestly, I mentioned this before on the show. It started way, way back when I was a little girl. And nowadays they have all these, this computer stuff, all these things that are out there so much. It's so easy to get into everything and find about, you know, all the actors and stuff. Years ago, we didn't have all this, the computer stuff and everything like that. And the how I got to find out about Jackie Chan, it was actually by accident. I was really little, and actually, I hung out with all the nerds and the geeks and everything like that. And I was over this crazy kid's house, and he's just totally off the wall, and we all wanted to watch the Cannonball Run film. And at the time, it was coming on cable, and they're like, you got to watch this Captain Chaos, which is Dom DeLuise and Burt Reynolds. I didn't know anything about Jackie Chan or anything like it since I was a little kid. And we wanted, you know, superhero. He's got the cape. We want to see the superhero thing. The thing is, Jackie Chan caught my eye when there was a part he came out and he smiled. And I looked at him, and I was like, I like that smile. And I'm sitting there thinking, I was like, you got to do something? Because he was the smile. He jumped up and did a kick. And that's when I kind of, like, really found out about Jackie Chan. But the thing is, like I said, we did not have, growing up, all these computers and stuff. So, you know, we couldn't even pause cable, like that you can pause everything. You couldn't pause cable, find out credits if you missed it. You missed it. So throughout my life, I'd see Jackie in films and stuff, and I wouldn't know who he was. I have no idea. But then it's, you know, I learned out who he was and really started really liking his work. And over the years, I know this is so silly, I kept it in the kind of like in the closet that I like Jackie Chan for the longest time. And when I finally did come out, you know, my worst fear came true. I kept it for a very, very long time inside. Not even a lot of my friends knew that how much I liked Jackie Chan. Of course, I've had other people, like I liked Ralph Macchio. I mean, growing up, you know, during the 70s and 80s, and there's certain things that I was hanging up, but, you know, it was something like, I don't know what I was afraid of when I was a kid, and it was all this stuff that was different, and no one could help me. No one really could help me with what was going on inside and me wanting to learn about martial arts and being afraid. I don't know what I was afraid of, but I guess when I came out and said how much I liked martial arts and Jackie Chan, it kind of freaked people out. I don't know what it was. Was it because Jackie Chan was Asian, because he was Chinese? Was it the martial arts and knowing that a woman myself wanted to learn about that? And I don't know why, even in this day and age, why it would freak people out. Maybe because it's like being a strong, secure woman that I am, sometimes it freaks people out. But starting to get more and more and finding people like-minded like myself, and there's more women out there, and I want to, say hi to Melissa Tracy. I don't know if she's listening or not, but you're a warrior woman like myself, and I'm so honored to have you as a friend, and we shall be conversing back and forth on Facebook, I'm pretty sure, and I can't wait to have you on my show. So she's one of the warrior women that I do know. She's out there, in California right now with her boyfriend, Johnny Crane, which Johnny Crane I actually had on my show, who happened to fight Jet Li and interview Jackie Chan in one of his films, Battle B-Boy, actually one of his films. And just seems like from a start, you know, just wanting to learn and looking for knowledge. And even though I went through what I did, and, you know, even in acts and everything like that, you know, guys couldn't handle it. But the problem is, like this, everything comes down to your own free will of what you want to do in your life. So I had to break through this programming in my mind. Everybody that I was around, it was all being programmed into my mind. I had to get deprogrammed. So, yes, it was almost kind of like brainwashed into what society wanted me to become. And that's not what I would have become, because I know if I was still back home in Boston, I would have been a friggin' mess. I would have been a mess if I was still back home in Boston. There's no way. I didn't want that. I didn't want that life. So my life has changed so much, and I'm so thankful, because not for nothing, I'm proud to have a job and pay for and live in a house. You know, people, you know, they think, oh, you know, I'm not successful, but I really am. Because if I didn't move out of Boston, I would have been living in the projects and on welfare. So I do know I've come a long way. And I'm working, you know, my dream. Okay, maybe I'm not a big, huge celebrity, but I'm doing what I want to do in life. So I am successful in my own way. And I guess in a weird way, I kind of got to thank Jackie Chan. And Jackie Chan, if you're listening, hi, boy. What's up? Yo, Jackie Chan. How you doing today, Jackie? Yeah, I never know. He could be listening to my show. You know, it's kind of funny because even getting the first time in contact with Jackie Chan, you know, I do kind of, you know, it's just something that I just feel very blessed to, because a lot of people... I laugh now because everything I went through, I just like laugh at it, and they just, people just did not want me for some strange reason. They just, with my dream of like getting in contact with Jackie Chan, they just were not happy with it. And I look and laugh because I don't say anything bad with it. It's just really funny at the time of what I was going through in Boston. I don't see what was so wrong with me wanting to talk with Jackie Chan, talk with him, or learning about martial arts and educating myself and loving physical fitness, is because I think most of society is programmed to, like, we got to have one foot in the grave by the time we're, like, 50 years old, and that means our life is over with. And it's not. It's not over with. But, you know, I just laugh at myself because I just cannot believe the people that I was surrounded, and they're just so friggin' miserable. Huh. It just made me sick to my stomach. Another thing, too, is when people are miserable, and I swear to God, this is another thing, getting back to, you know, picking the food, you know, everything that goes into your body and stuff, and I do believe this is true because of people's energy. When people cook things, right, and you have a negative energy, it goes into the food. I know people out there are going to be thinking I'm nuts. I think I'm absolutely nuts for saying this, but there's a lot of people out there that are going to understand it. And I can't explain what it is. If I had Douglas Wong or, you know, one of my martial arts masters on the show, they would explain it better. But I do believe you have to be careful where you go and eat nowadays, even in restaurants. Because you ever eat somewhere and sometimes you seem okay, but then sometimes you're like, you could be sick afterwards. I do believe in being around certain people, and even like I've had an ex's mother when Cook would get sick all the time. And I think the fact is, you know, even people, anybody that I was around and I ate their food, I would get physically sick. Yet nowadays, you know, people that I'm around now, when they're cooking and stuff, I never get sick with them. And I do believe when somebody has a very negative energy, when you're cooking, you're going to put that negative energy in the food, and that's going to make anybody sick. I mean, violently, violently sick. And it's just something I've learned. Be careful who, you know, where I eat and such like that. If a place makes me sick once, or anybody that cooks that makes me sick, I'm never going to eat with the person cooks again, or nothing, or go to a restaurant that makes me sick ever, ever again. I learned that. So that's how another reason why my health has improved so much is because there are things out there that I can't explain. And I'm not saying it's all this hoopla and stuff. And like I said, I know it sounds nuts, but even the food we eat, where we eat, and who cooks it for us, it can make us very sick. Because if people are very negative and their energies are not aligned, they're going to give that to you in their foods, and they're going to make you sick. So be aware. Even in restaurants, like I said, you could go to a restaurant and you could have a different cook every time. One time you could go there and you can never be sick, and then another time you could be sick. And it's even for the same food you eat. You ever do that at a restaurant? But anyway, I got to work out. I was only going to do a half-hour show today. And like I said, it's no excuse. Just because it's hot outside, I'm going to work out in the AC because I can. But another thing I wanted to talk about before I go is a film called Falcare. And I feel very, very blessed that I'm able to do this. And it does, this film itself, it gives very much respect to women. We do not have to stand around and take our clothes off to get attention in the film. And this is one thing, it is a dream come true for me, because when I first got into the entertainment business, when I first started doing that, and like I said, I was training in martial arts about 4 or 5 times a week. I'm not kidding, I trained a lot in that. And working out at the gym, and like I said, I'm 5'8", and being that toned, you know, people were like just assuming when I went out for auditions, they wanted me to play the slut roles and the hoes and all this stuff. And I'm like, that's not what I want. And there was a couple of TV shows. I'm not going to mention the TV shows. And I got written an email. And it was for a role. And I'm just going to put it out there. And the lead actor, I mean, well known. And when I saw the scene, what it was, I almost fell off my bed. He's like doing this woman from behind. And it's like I said, I don't like to talk about sex and stuff. And I think people assumed I wanted this part. And I didn't. This is what I wasn't looking for. And everybody's like saying to me, well, Shelley, you should take that as a compliment because I'm so physically fit and I want to do, you know, show off your body. Well, you know something? If I was to show off my body, I'd be doing all the crazy fight scenes and stunt scenes and all the cool costumes and stuff like that. If I'm going to show off my body, I'm going to do it the way I want to do it, not what society wants to program me into something. You know, if women are going to do those type of roles, well, good for them. I'm not those women. I'm not going to put the women down. I mean, if people, whatever they want to do, hey, good luck to them and what they're doing. But more than likely, you know, in the industry, there are so many women that are beautiful. And I see that. I tell them that they're beautiful and stuff like that. Tons and tons and millions of women. Everybody wants to be a celebrity, blah, 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 this and that, whatever. But you sit there, if there's all these women that are so beautiful, very, very beautiful, how do they stand out? If everyone's taking their clothes off and running around in bikinis and stuff, how do you stand out from the next beautiful woman? There's so much competition of who's the most beautiful. What do you have to give besides beauty? I need a little bit of water. I hope people get my points in what I'm saying, what I'm trying to make. Maybe I'm not doing a good job. I don't know, but I'm going to take a little bit of water break here. Give me one moment here. I hope people are going to get to understand all these points, you know, about being overweight, being, you know, about an industry where, like I said, hey, you know, more power to the women if they're beautiful, like really gorgeous and stuff. But the point is, if you have so many women that are so beautiful, how do you stand out and get noticed and get yourself recognized in the business? Because believe it or not, we all, I mean, I got a set of boobs. I got a butt. Well, I have a very little butt. I have a very little butt. I'm sorry. It's just like, I'm just like blushing right here just talking about it. But seriously, I ain't got no jiggle on my butt, really. I'm sitting here choking on my own spit. But, you know, and people, when they come back, people, like, will turn around and say to me, oh, Shelley, are you jealous of these women that are so beautiful and stuff? I go, no, because seriously, I get a set of boobs. I can go look in the mirror and I can touch them all myself all I want. I know this being you, it sounds pretty twisted, but really, as you get older, I mean, like with society, most of society, unless you're doing Botox and getting plastic surgery, and it was like, I ain't got time to just sit around and just use money for all this stuff, you know, to do. I'd rather be working out, you know, to each their own. But the point is, I hope everybody's getting to the point of things I'm bringing up. It's not being offensive or saying anything or me being jealous of what people have in the industry. I'm just trying to make women think. You need to do something that separates you from the rest of the beautiful women in the entertainment business. You got to bring something special about yourself, not only your beauty. Do you have a talent that makes you stand out, that makes you just a little bit different? Some of us might have that energy that people love. Me, I do have that energy, and that's what gets me noticed. I swear to God, like, as if you can tell, I've been going on and on and on for almost about an hour and not even have a guest on my show. Just going on randomly talking about stuff and just sitting here just randomly saying things, and I'm going to have to work out, just doing things. But I tend to get off subject, and going back to Felcare, like I said, when I don't have a guest on the show, I just go blah, 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 blah. That's exactly what I do. So, you know, going back to our film Felcare, I never thought in a million years being able to do that. And it's not, you know, doing a lead, getting deeper into it. And I'm like, I know the word ow is going to be in my vocabulary from now on. I don't know how long this is going to take, because we got one more scene before the battle scene. And after doing something yesterday when I was filming this thing, it's just really funny because I get to do some comedic stuff in there, and I had a blast doing it. And to be able to do a film and the things that, you know, I want to do and things that I don't want to do with film, like I don't want to take my clothes off in film. And people are saying, you know, Shelley, you're really getting back into shape, you know, and you should really... I mean, I'm not taking it as offensive. I know people have written to me. I'm going through my emails now, so if I get a little quiet and stuff, I'm trying to multitask and stuff. And I do thank you for the compliments. I've got a very much long way to go. And it's not that I am secure in myself, because believe me, in my own house, you know, I have my own privacy. I can do, you know, do what I want in my life, you know, whatever. If I want to walk around in a bikini in my household, I can do that, you know, whatever, I'll be secure. But I don't want to. It's not what I want to bring. Granted, I might want to do, you know, maybe sometime a bathing suit, swimsuit portfolio. I mean, I'm looking to do the Crow photo shoot in honor of Brandon Lee, which he's been, he passed away about 20 years ago this year, on the set of The Crows. So that's something that I want to do. And I'm just very thankful that, you know, people send me compliments, but I just have more. So thank you. You know, I'm trying to read through all these emails. I'm trying to get to everyone because I do have to work out today. You know, very, very, thank you very much for the compliment about that, but it's not the way that I want to go, and I know guys have been writing to me about that, so thank you from the bottom of my heart for that compliment. I just, like I said, I'm trying to go through the emails. I'm trying to get to everybody that I can from the week on the show going through the emails, so I apologize. I'll try to get to on every show for anybody that's sending me the emails. Thank you very much about the compliment, but like I said, I want to bring it in my own way. So thank you very, very much about that. Let's see other emails. I'm just trying to read through this. Give me one moment here. Let's see what this says. Why nunchucks? I'm not going to go through the whole thing, what you just wrote, hon. Actually, I don't know why. I don't know why. One of my favorite weapons is nunchucks. I don't know. Maybe it's the thing in the films and stuff like that, but I already know that nunchucks was originally a farming tool, and, you know, I know the history about that. It was a farming tool. I own a bow staff, and, you know, I'd like to learn more about I'm very much aware of many of weapons in the martial arts world, but you have to be careful with nunchucks because you can hit yourself in the head, and I have a permanent bruise on my left shoulder. My elbow. I have a permanent bruise on my elbow from my nunchucks. So you have to be careful with any weapons, and I think people, you should really practice with them if you're doing any film sets and stuff like that, because they are weapons. You know, you got to be, like, really, really careful with that. Even swords, I mean, there's pictures of me, you know, posing with a sword and stuff on my dishwasher page by a film called The Dishwasher, which is, you know, it's called The Dishwasher, my Jackie Chan's influence film, and I'm holding a real sword. That sword is a real sword, and it's very sharp, and you have to be very, very careful. So, you know, like I said, I extended a little bit of time on the show today to try to answer some emails. I didn't even realize there was this many emails. I'm sorry about that. I apologize to everyone. I haven't gotten back to you guys, so I was trying to write and talk at the same time here. So what people don't know is when I'm talking on the show, I'm multitasking. I'm sending emails in my Facebook page, my Yahoo account. Sometimes I chat with my Facebook page. That's open sometimes. Sometimes I open up the chat room in the Block Talk Radio here. But anyway, anybody out there that has a dream, just remember, you're as good enough as anybody else, and you go for it. And I'm looking forward to filming more of Valkyrie. And as I open and close the show, there's a song I play called Battle Song. It's by Pisces Projects of Horrors of Corridor Leather and his beautiful, lovely wife, Sonari. And they actually do the music. There's no auto-tone in the song. You know, nowadays they have all this auto-tone and stuff. There's no auto-tone in their music. And they actually sing, you know, without auto-tone. And I feel very, very blessed. You know, being able to have a dream and be able to work on it. And there's many things that I want to work on too, you know, getting my own stunt team. And that's something that I really want to do. There's a few things I want to do. And right now, you know, working on healthcare, it's something that I have to do first. And there's many things, like I said, somehow to get my own stunt team going and to have our own line of films. So we shall see. But anyway, everyone, enjoy your Sunday. And remember, if you have a dream, you're as good as anybody else. So you go for it. And don't make excuses, because everybody, you know, what's it? Everybody's got an a-hole. Well, how's that saying go? Excuses are like a-holes, and everybody has them. You know, and you just got to work through it. I mean, I can't solve people's problems. They ask me things all the time, and like teachers have told me, you know, they can help me to a point, but you have to find your own solutions to your own problems. And people can only show you, you know, they can't give you answers. You have to find the answers yourself, and that's what it comes down to. But anyway, everyone, enjoy your Sunday, and looking forward to many more shows.